Hello and welcome to the Imagineer Podcast, your unofficial guide to all things Disney. I'm your host, Matthew Kroll, and this is episode number 15 of the Imagineer Podcast. In today's episode, we are going to head over to the Disneyland Resort, more specifically Disney's California Adventure Park, and take a ride on Radiator Springs Racers, which is an attraction that opened its doors to the public back in 2012 and has been an absolutely amazing attraction that has pleased so many guests, thousands and thousands of guests since it opened, and is probably one of the best attractions over at that park. We'll take an audio ride through of this attraction. So again, if you have headphones, I would encourage you to grab some or earbuds so you can get that full 360 degree experience. And then I'll also share with you a few fun facts, some trivia, some things you might not know about this attraction. We'll come back at the end of the show and I'll tell you a little bit more about how you can connect with the Imagineer Podcast and help to create the future of this show. So grab those headphones, pull up your favorite armchair, and enjoy this week's episode of the Imagineer Podcast. Radiator Springs Racers opened its doors to the public along with Cars Land in June 15th, 2012. If you remember, Cars Land and Radiator Springs Racers were one component of this multi-year expansion of Disney California Adventure Park. Of course, with the success of Disney Pixar's movie Cars and the, sequel Cars 2 and eventually the sequel to that, Cars 3, Disney found this amazing opportunity to take guests into the world of Radiator Springs, Ornament Valley, and the general world of the Cars universe. So they built this whole area around Cars, and it became one of the most immersive experiences that kind of catapulted Disney into this new world of building these new lands that eventually led to the creation of Avatar, Toy Story Land, and Star Wars Galaxy's Edge as well. So Cars was an amazing start to what is now this new world of Disney that is all about creating immersive experiences. So I give Cars Land a lot of credit for that. The attraction, Radiator Springs Racers, cost over $200 million to build, which makes it the most expensive attraction at Disney California Adventure Park and one of the most expensive attractions in the world. So it is a really expensive attraction to build. And that's because it's, again, it's immersive. It has a lot of details to it and was the largest rockwork construction project at any domestic Disney theme park, and that, of course, was the Cadillac Mountain Range. The attraction itself is sort of an evolution of Epcot's Test Track Slot Car Dark Ride. It's sort of a second or third generation of that type of attraction, and really does take that idea of Test Track to the next level. Not only is it an immersive dark ride, which is very similar to Test Track, but it features advanced animatronics, which 23 in total, which you don't really see in Test Track, and is also features a side-by-side race. So if you ever had those Hot Wheels as a kid or slot cars, which I always dreamed of one day riding on a slot car, it really gives you that opportunity. It's it takes out the kid in you, and it features that opportunity to race against another car, very similar to Hot Wheels. So I think it's a really cool attraction in that sense. A few other fun facts about this attraction: it features a max speed of 40 miles an hour. It's just under 4.5 minutes long. And what I find to be pretty cool about this is if you look at attractions around Disney, most of them have a fairly moderate turnaround time. And the moderate time is considered to be the time between vehicles where when one vehicle departs the station and the next vehicle departs the station. So again, most attractions have a very moderate turnaround time, maybe 10 to 15 seconds. This attraction has a turnaround time of only 6 seconds, and that makes it an efficient attraction, but also makes it very difficult to keep the cars separated, and they do that really well with immersive story. If you've ever been on the ride or if you've ever seen videos of the ride, with even just a 6 second turnaround, the turns that the attraction takes, the ways that they block your view of the car ahead, is done so seamlessly, and it makes it seem like it's again just done effortlessly. The vehicles, which is pretty cool, travel a total of 36,000 miles each and that's each year. So 36,000 miles per car per year. That is a lot of tires to go through, and this attraction does go through quite a number of tires. As I said, it features 23 audio animatronics, and that Cadillac Mountain Range, which was the largest rockwork construction project at any Disney domestic theme park, has peaks that actually look like Cadillac tail fins. It features a few different types of Cadillac tail fins, and the tallest peak of the Cadillac Mountain Range reaches 125 feet. Now, for those of you who are wondering about the other element of this ride, which is the racing component at the end, what are your chances of winning? It actually is just a 50-50 even split, which I feel is not fair because I feel like I lose that attraction more than I win on it. But there is actually a 50-50 chance. It's randomly programmed. So if you ride it long enough, a number of times, then you are going to have about an equal chance of winning and losing. So it's just a few fun facts that I thought you might enjoy about this attraction. If you found any to be particularly interesting, please do reach out and let me know through email, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever you would prefer. But I would love to take you on a ride with me on this attraction. So again, we're going to turn to a binaural component of this podcast episode, which features that 360-degree experience of Radiator Springs Racers. We'll go through the queue, which will take us through Ornament Valley. We'll board our vehicle, and we will ride this attraction and hopefully win. I'm not going to spoil if we won or lose, but you'll see at the end of this attraction, at the end of this ride through, if we did end up winning or losing this particular race. And then again, I'll come back at the end of the show and I'll tell you a little bit more about how you can connect with us in future episodes. So if you don't have those headphones already, if you're not driving in the car, grab some over-the-ear headphones or some earbuds and enjoy this audio ride through of Radiator Springs Racers. bad cologne.
Anaheim Mist. It
smells like exhaust. And tears.
Yeah. Amigos, no olviden ajustarse sus cinturones de seguridad y permanecer sentados. Así es, se ve muy bien.
Thank you.
And with that, we close out episode 15 of the Imagineer podcast. I hope you enjoyed that ride through of Radiator Springs Racers. Again, it is an amazing attraction. If you haven't been to Disney California Adventure, I would encourage you to hop on over there when you get the chance and take a ride on Radiator Springs Racers and just enjoy Cars Land. It's a wonderful area to walk around. And I want to know from you if you have ever ridden this attraction before, how it ranks on your list of favorites, either at Disney California Adventure Park, at Disneyland, or within all the attractions at all the Disney parks that you have been on, how this attraction ranks and compares to the others. And let me know your win-lose ratio, because again, I have seemed to lose on that attraction more than I win on it. So I'm hoping that I have listeners out there who win on this attraction more than they lose. So reach out and let me know what your win-lose ratio is. You can email me at imagineerpodcast@gmail.com, or you can reach out to me on Facebook at Imagineer Podcast, on Instagram at Imagineer Podcast, or on Twitter at Imagineer Audio. And I want to give a special shout out to Al Garin, who did send in an email regarding episode 14, our episode all about the Disney Pixar movies and our favorites. And Al wrote in, my favorite Pixar film is Up. That being said, I have yet to see Coco or Ratatouille. Al, you definitely got to check out Ratatouille. I own Ratatouille. Oh, you really got to see it. So now that I've listened to episode 14, I'm incredibly anxious to watch it. You should be. As I said, it is my favorite Disney Pixar attraction. Al also says, I almost forgot to mention, I love your recordings. The 3D effect is awesome. I've even turned around then laughed because I thought someone was behind me. Al, it happens to me quite a bit until if I ever listen to my recordings back again from the parks, especially the first time, I'll turn around and think that somebody's behind me. So thank you, Al, for sending in your feedback at imagineerpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to follow Al on Instagram, you can follow him at yourmouseexpertal. That is Y-O-U-R, mouse expert, A-L, that is Al. You can also follow him on Facebook at Al Garin, with Ears of Experience. I love that, LLC, so you can follow him there. So, Al, thanks so much for sending in your feedback regarding the Disney Pixar attractions. Again, if you are listening, if you have any feedback regarding any of our episodes, including Radiator Springs Racers, please do reach out to me at imagineerpodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to read your feedback on the air. And any of the thoughts that you have regarding any of these podcast episodes. Again, connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, send me an email. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I want to thank you all so much for listening, as always, and I mean this sincerely. If you're thinking about doing something, if you have something that you love to do, whether that be a Disney podcast or anything else, I want to remind you, as always, that if you can dream it, you can do it.
What are you doing, kid?
I think the king should finish his last race.
You just gave up the piston cup. You know then?
Ah, this grumpy old race car I know once told me something.
It's just an empty cup.